You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on July 23, 1993, in the town of Evanston, Texas. These include the death of at least seven and the disappearance of two, as well as my own birth. My name is Martin Cruz, and I'm searching for my biological parents. My connection to Diana Harris is unknown. In fact, it's entirely possible there isn't any. I'll be telling this story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
You think that there are sides to this, but you're wrong. It's not black and white. It's not like that.
Then what's it like? Explain it to me, please. I want to know. Help me understand.
It all goes back to Prague.
In order for there to be a revival, a strengthening of what once was, it needs to be burned to the ground. We erase yesterday so that we can make a better tomorrow. We cannot rewrite what has come before us. Though we try to erase it, it bleeds through.
What happened in Evanston? What happened in Parlor?
Nothing happened in Parlor, Mexico.
And Evanston?
That was another story.
Marty believed there was a portal in the woods surrounding Salamander Lake. He believed that the collective anxiety of the townspeople allowed the doorway to open. Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss were attempting to open the doorway in Evanston.
What did I do when my father killed himself? I ran. And then when things got too complicated and messy in Evanston?
You ran again.
Tell me, Miss Connors. If I was lost, went missing, and then came back from wherever, why did it take me so long to show up on my mother's doorstep?
She's lying to us, Dr. O'Dell. Xander is entrapped in the muddy place. He never was.
What are you talking about, Marty?
Your name isn't Claire Connors. Allow me to introduce you to Diana Harris.
On July 23, 1993, as a mob of townspeople converged upon the woods surrounding Salamander Lake, overcome with negative energy, my biological mother, Alicia Strike, gave birth to me. A clerical error would result in Alicia Strike and her then-husband, Tobias Horowitz, taking home the wrong baby. An anonymous woman, presumably the biological mother of Benji Horowitz, put me up for adoption. In hindsight, these revelations seem like something out of a bad soap opera, a third act twist with no real payoff. Beyond a brief relationship with Diana's step-sibling, I know now that I am more connected to Diana Harris than I previously thought. On July 23, 1993, Diana Harris drove the Jeep of Cheyenne Silver into the belly of the beast. The mob then set fire to the Jeep and the monster. Diana's body, and that of the monster, were never recovered. That's because she didn't die. Seuss took you into the muddy place.
She saved me.
This is unbelievable.
Anything is possible, right? The day after Diana's disappearance was filled with confusion as the townspeople attempted to come up with the official story, one that would account for all of the deaths that occurred the night before. Years ago, as I interviewed those who would speak to me upon the matter, I gathered as much information as possible. In retrospect, some of this unused audio has taken on a new meaning. What was it like?
What do you mean?
The next morning, after Diana had died, after the shit had been cleaned out.
I don't know. I was too young to put too much stock into it. But
what?
People were different. They still whispered. But it was different somehow.
This is Theodore Shankman Jr. He's 28 and his dad owns a cleaning business. He shows me an invoice for the work.
Because she was dead?
They were happy she was dead.
What would you say to the people who believe that Diana isn't dead? That she just left?
Now, I don't know about all that. If she left, she had a good reason. But I don't believe that was the case.
Why not?
You don't just get to leave a place like Evanston.
What do you mean?
It's hard to explain.
Try me.
There's something here in them woods. Suffocates you. Makes it hard to breathe. You can try to get out, to leave, but something always brings you back.
Did you ever try to leave?
Why would I?
College? Girlfriend?
Excuse the flirting.
No, I never did any of that. Never wanted to.
Why not?
Some people do things. Like, you know, leave. Other people are fine right where they are.
The morning of July 24th, 1993. What else happened?
I woke up late. It was a Saturday, I think. It was like I couldn't hear. I thought maybe it was the virus or whatever, the fever. But I could hear the neighbor's dog barking outside. It was like a dream, you know, waking up in a bed he didn't remember falling asleep in.
Sometimes I'd fall asleep in front of the TV and my dad would carry me to my bed. And when I'd wake up, it was always the best feeling. Changed. Different.
But better.
things were better with Diana gone?
For a while, yeah. Then the factory shut down and drug dealers moved on the downtrodden like flies on shit.
What else?
What do you mean?
What happened the day after Diana's birthday?
Nothing. I mean, I slept in.
Garth Allen Gibson is in Evanston on business, or so he claims. The timing is a little too perfect for me. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if he made the visit here just to talk to me. Did you wonder where she had gone?
The fire burned most of the night.
Both fires, you mean?
Right. I don't think anyone was in a hurry to put them out.
You think it was a controlled fire?
No. I think they let it burn. The woods, Lisa's car, the factory.
Why?
To cover their tracks.
That sounds crazy.
I guess I'm crazy, then.
When did you first find out what had happened?
I don't think I ever did. I still don't exactly know what went down that night, aside from being drawn to the mob. I was too dehydrated to leave my booth, to be honest.
And the vanity plate?
It lends credibility to my theory.
So it is just a theory, then?
Do you know what that means? Theory?
It's a suggestion, a possible explanation, an answer.
Scientific theories are tested over and over with the same result.
But you can't test an assumption.
Exactly. My version of events, my explanation for what went down that night... It's just another in a long line of possibility.
So then why are you even telling me all of this?
Diana didn't deserve what happened to her. She didn't deserve to die.
What if she didn't die? What if she made it out?
Then I'd have to reevaluate my theory, wouldn't I?
Is it possible that Diana Harris is my mother?
If she were pregnant or sleeping with someone, I would have known. She didn't keep those kind of secrets from me.
We all keep secrets.
Don't we?
Garth Allen Gibson smiles at me. The lids of his eyes narrow as he fixates on me. thank you for your time.
Anytime.
I'm speaking with Maya Johansson, Nick Johansson's mother, and the caretaker of Matthew Mariner, her nephew, and Nick's cousin.
How long have you been looking after Matthew?
A while. 18 years now, I think, since my shit sister dumped him on me.
Matthew's a bit older than Nick?
Almost 2 years. I just found out I was pregnant when he came to stay with me. I raised him. He's my son, too.
Matthew gets into a lot of trouble?
Not like you think. He runs with a bad crowd. Troublemakers, all of them. Tagging buildings, smoking cigarettes. It's like they want to be a gang, but their only point of reference is movies like The Lost Boys.
Peter Pan?
No, the one with Kiefer Sutherland.
The dude from 24?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of homoerotic vampires in trench coats.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
It's rock music and misdemeanors and murder.
So Matthew and his friends are like a bad 80s movie gang, without presumably all the murdering.
Yeah, but lately they've started to move on from the Lost Boys and into the Sting and Ocean's 11.
They're pulling heists?
Something like that. I've never met a group of aspiring gangbangers so bad at gangbanging. Not gangbanging, but the business of being a gangster.
Got it. So what about Nick?
I've never had any trouble with Nick. Put the fear of God in him from an early age, and in this house, Mama is God. He's a good boy, stays out of trouble.
He says he saw a monster. Would he lie about that?
Nick doesn't lie. If he says he saw a monster, then that's what he saw.
Could Nick be covering for Matthew?
What do you mean?
You said Matthew and his gang have started pulling off heists. The hardware store where Nick works at sits right in front of a loan office.
Son of a bitch.
Why would Nick be covering for Matthew? Why would he lie about a monster?
Why do you care? I'm sorry, but who the fuck do you think you are? Accusing my boy of lying. Accusing my boy of pulling heists.
I'm somewhat of a monster hunter enthusiast.
Well, I think you should go.
I think you're right.
It occurs to me now that the cylindrical device, retrieved alongside the journal of the founder, is faulty or broken. Of course, it's broken. How could it not be? If one goes in search of monsters, monsters are bound to be found. But there are no monsters in Wichita. Not unless you consider a group of misguided teenagers. And while puberty and adolescence wreak havoc upon the body, leaving in their wake a trail of stretch marks and scars, monsters they are not.
What was it like?
What was what like?
Waking up in 2016. That's what happened, isn't it? Seuss dragged you into the wormhole with her, and you came out the other side.
In 2016? Fascinating.
They pulled you out of the lake the same way they pulled me out, months later. You went through it. Like me.
Yes, I did.
What was it like for you?
I thought I had died.
You did. To everyone else you had. To your father, your mother, Garth Allen Gibson.
It was a bit of a shock. I thought I dreamt the whole thing, or that I was dreaming.
For the first time, I start to take stock of Claire's, Diana's, appearance. There are fading scars along her forearms and on her left cheek. The white ridges wrap around her like embossing, raised letters on an invitation or a book jacket. They tell the story of that night, nearly 25 years ago. Only... You haven't aged. Your scars.
It pulled me through the window.
Diana Harris's hand twitches nervously.
It took me into the water, protected me. I drowned, kept drowning. I couldn't move, kept kicking, fighting. I wanted to give in. My chest was on fire, hotter than the burning car or the heat of the woods. I wanted to let go, but my body wouldn't let me. I was kicking, fighting to reach the surface, but it was pulling me down toward the bottom. I didn't shut my eyes. I could see white stars bursting all around me, could feel the horror caught in my throat. Everything was going dark. And then
you breathed.
Water filled my lungs, a rush of burning lava exploding into me.
Did it? Did you see?
Life doesn't flash before your eyes, not in the way you'd think. You don't get to see a montage of your greatest hits, but you start to think. I mean, if you even call it thinking, you start to believe that there was something more. You start to think about things, everything. Where you parked your car, what the first word of your future child would have been, the last thing you said to your best friend. It's not life, but a life unlived. Possibility is what keeps you going. And then? And then you let go. Whatever instinct, whatever it is that keeps your body from breathing in water, that part of your brain shuts off. It all goes black. Then your lungs are bursting. The pain in your chest settles in again, and you open your eyes and...
And you've somehow traveled 23 years into the future.
I guess dying is different for everyone.
Your arms. The scars are faded.
Of course they are. They're 25 years old.
But you don't look 48.
I'll take that as a compliment.
What do you want? Why do you want to know how to get back to the muddy place? What is Prag after?
If both of us got out, that means it's possible to get back in.
Why would you want to go back there?
Because we brought something back with us.
Seuss.
Prag believes she's here. Hiding.
Olivia.
We need to find that piglet, Marty.
Why?
She and I came through together and left you behind. And then you found your way back. Seuss has been here since 2016, and nothing has been the same. Things are changing, Marty. Off balance.
One of these things is not like the other.
I don't belong here. Seuss doesn't belong here. The longer we're here, the worse things are going to get.
But you can't go back. You can't go back to 1993. It doesn't work that way. If you go...
I know.
They brainwashed you. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your life to die.
I'm not sure I'm even alive now, Marty. These last 2 years, this life as Claire Connors, being studied, poked, prodded, it's my own personal hell.
Sorry, I didn't...
I'm 48 years old, Marty, but it seems like only yesterday Garth Allen Gibson and I were planning our escape from Evanston. But no one gets out of Evanston. You don't get to leave.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that the whole world can be against you, but there's always a way. You taught me that, Diana. You got out. You did. Maybe not in the way you imagined, but here you are. Right in front of my goddamned eyes. You exist, and the mere fact of that existence should be a big fuck you to anyone who ever tried to hold you back.
There he is.
Excuse me?
That's the Martin Cruz I've come to know.
So what do we do?
I might have a suggestion.
I don't get it. Why would you lie? Why would you waste my time?
I didn't.
You didn't see a monster.
I did.
The police are headed here right now. They have a warrant, and they're going to search Matthew's room. What do you think they're going to find?
He didn't. I saw.
You played me. You played everyone.
I didn't.
I realize I'm attempting to intimidate a 17-year-old. I realize that it's ugly. I feel ugly. But I also feel so stupid. I should have seen this for what it was in the beginning. But the device led me here. Led me to believe Seuss was near, and I bought into it.
Matthew and his gang of losers are going to wind up in jail. You know that, right? You look up to him?
Enough!
The youth pastor from the mall is here. He sets his hand on Nick's shoulder, comfortingly.
I'm not going to let you continue to talk to this boy like that, sir.
He's a liar.
He's 17. He's afraid. Give him a break.
I can't do this anymore.
At least, not alone.
What the fuck?
Inmate Hughes has escaped.